This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad that you're joining us. The 11th day of the month. It's the first day of Passover. If you're celebrating that, or Easter's coming this weekend, it's one of the most holy religious weeks in the Western world, for sure. We're talking to Charles Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, and we want to go to your questions now. Let's go to Eddie in Kansas City. Eddie in Kansas City, what's on your mind, Eddie?
Hi, Charles. My question is, if you owe both $5,000 and when this all crash does hit, would you be better off to have cash or precious metal, or what's the best thing to have?
Well, I would certainly favor gold, silver, and of course silver is called the poor man's gold, so you can get more for your money. It's a very liquid asset. By having cash, you're facing devaluation in this scenario going forward. I could see the U.S. dollar being considerably devalued in the future, and perhaps even exchange rate to a new kind of currency. So that would be my advice. And, you know, there's, again, I mentioned there's information on my website on this as well.
That's a good question, Eddie. Along with that, Chuck, say you owed a mortgage. Say you owed $100,000 on your mortgage, and then this reset happens to currency. Are you still going to owe $100,000, or is that going to be changed to some new thing? Now you may own $300,000 because of inflation.
Well, they may have to restructure the debt individually. It's going to be rather, like I said, disorderly. But at least if you're hedging yourself in precious metals, it's going to provide you some economic leverage. You know, when the government borrows and issues debt, they're going to pay it back with devalued dollars down the road, right? That's the hidden inflation tax. That's what inflation does. So why don't you do that? You can do the same thing. Service the debt, pay it off later. Use your leverage.
Interesting. What about in this kind of situation? What about just in time shipping? You say a disorderly reset. Are we going to see our food supply, those kind of things, jeopardized?
Well, there's been times where the stock markets actually closed down, the banks have closed down. Jim Rickards' latest book, The Road to Ruin, talks about credit freezing up, perhaps shutting the banks down for months even. That would be, how is that going to work? So, you know, there's going to be high level monetary reform, and it's going to be forced upon us. Likely it's going to be the SDR as it goes forward, and I would rather have my assets, and 100% of mine are, in physical metals, going to the sideline, not in cash, as they recommend. Financial advisors going into cash, but then see what comes out of that later. We always say you don't buy fire insurance after your house is on fire.
No.
So play it safe.
If you could, that'd be great. Anyway, Eddie, are you still there? Is there any one final thought that you have?
He answered my question very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe in Arkansas, you are live with Chuck.
Yes, hello?
Hello. What's your question, Joe?
Yeah, okay. Okay, I kind of feel like there's maybe a little too much emphasis being put on money here, that the United States became the most prosperous and leading country in the world for three other important reasons, too. One was the family farm. So there's so many millions of Americans had their own land instead of all the land being owned by a few big landlords. Another one was the patent system, which encouraged invention and innovation so much. So the United States became the leading inventive and innovative country of the world. And another one was tariffs on imports, which encouraged manufacturing in this country. So that also encouraged the United States to become the leading cutting-edge manufacturing and greatest manufacturing country in the world. And it seems to me especially obvious that whatever country is the leading you know, cutting-edge manufacturing country in the world is going to be the leading country in the world.
Right, got to go, Joe. We got to go to break. I'll hold you over. We'll get your questions. You want to get a question in for Chuck? Call in. We'll get Wayne here later. So just call.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Chuck Coppice, and your questions. His book is America's Financial Reckoning Day. We're talking to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, I think you bring up some very good points about America's history. Do you have a specific question for Chuck?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to finish up the thought I was expressing when we went to the break, and that was that I think that it's obvious that whichever is the world's leading cutting-edge manufacturing country is going to end up being the world's most important country and wealthiest country. And that seems to be shifting now to India and China rather than America. So then what I wanted to ask the guest is, do you think these are also very important issues that we need to pay attention to just as much as or possibly even more than the money system if we want to reverse the decline of the United States?
Very good question, Joe. Chuck, what do you say?
Well, this is why Trump was elected president, in my opinion, because we've exported our jobs, deindustrialized America for the past 40 years. I mean, I'm talking 40 years of this. So it's been going on for quite a while. And it's frankly pretty hard to do business in the U.S. anymore. I like John Stossel's program on Fox because he's always showing how disruptive and overregulated and inefficient bureaucracy and government is. And that's really what we've become. The union demands here in the U.S. are too great. Obviously, when China had its industrial revolution in 1978. I write about this in my book, especially China, the growth of it. In a short space of four decades, they have become the manufacturing platform for the world. Easier to do business over there, and we've hollowed out our manufacturing base in the U.S. This is kind of the new normal, and sadly why we have 95 million people out of the labor force, and we're not in much of a recovery. I might even tie it into the demographics, which Europe has some issues with, even China, but here in the U.S., the baby boomers, our peak spending years were from about 1980 to 2008. Notice those years. Notice that time space. And so now we're deleveraging and we're winding down. We're not, you know, we're not the big manufacturing. The number one auto leader now in the world is actually China. Number one importer of oil, things like this. So the new normal in America is dollar stores and people living paycheck to paycheck. And you know that, Daniel. You've talked to other people about that. So,
well, I'm you know, when you break this down in the logic of it, I am absolutely incensed by these politicians who get up there with a straight face and sell us this bill of goods over and over and over again. You're going to get me on a soapbox, but our country has been ripped apart by these policies. And for anybody to be opposed to the reindustrialization of America just incenses me. Let's go to the next caller. Great question, Joe. Tony in Texas. Tony in Texas, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Tony?
Yeah, so recently I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. I was talking about, you know, precious metal-based currency versus fiat currency, and he seemed to think that we couldn't have grown our economy the way we have without a fiat currency. Was saying there wasn't enough metal or precious metal to back our currency. Is that true?
Tony, is there radio on in the background? Is something on in the background?
No, okay. I don't have radio on in the background.
Okay, there's a little bit of an echo. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
So fiat currency versus metal-based currency, could you grow the economy without a fiat currency?
Well, that's a good question. When 1933... When FDR took us off the gold standard, it was $20 an ounce, and he took it up immediately to $35. So he reflated the economy. That was his version of QE. I'm just saying that central banking should have higher reserve requirements, and we should have a nominal banking for the currency to inspire some confidence. A totally fiat currency doesn't have a very good history in the history of the world. All fiat currencies have eventually failed. There's not been a single one that has not failed. It's like Voltaire, who said that fiat currency returns to its intrinsic value of zero.
That's a great question, Tony.
Yeah, can I add, Daniel, you think about the Chinese. Why are they buying so much gold? They have undisclosed what they have. They say they have 1,800 tons. It's estimated to be 20,000 to 30,000 tons. That's a terrific game changer. They have to have a certain percentage to be a member of the SDR, but it's doubtful that the U.S. has that much gold. But I do believe there will be a gold component added to the new SDR to restore confidence in the system, and that would be, there's where you get a repricing of gold, and silver would be brought up right with it as well. So that's pretty amazing. And Europe has 12,000 tons of gold, much more than the U.S.
Is this just so big a problem that the idea of a complete gold standard like we used to have is just, forget it, there's no way the whole system would have to be erased before that can happen. Is this just such a big problem there's almost no way to go back?
Not on a local level. I don't think we're ever going to go back to gold-backed currency, and it's an IMF regulation that SDR member countries cannot have gold-backed currency. So anybody who's talking about China's doing this to back their currency with gold is probably wrong, but I think SDR will have gold in it as well.
Tony, thank you so much for your call. Mary in Kansas City, you're live on the air.
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm trying to follow along. I don't want you to comment, if Chuck, on the company, but the concept, carrot bars, the gold will be kept in Stuttgart, Germany, because they say it can be confiscated, our gold and silver, here in America. And then that's one A, and the B is, about the transfer of wealth the Bible talks about, and how the Lord says all the gold and silver is mine. And I'll listen off air. Thank you.
Great question, Mary. Chuck?
Well, all the gold and silver is his because he made it. It's too bad that we don't use it. As far as confiscation of gold, the same circumstances don't exist as they did in 1933, and again, the same reasons to reflate the economy and so on. And in that case, everybody was using gold. It was $20 gold pieces, and that's what FDR did to reflate the economy. I don't think that the same circumstances exist today. I write about this in Chapter 8 of my book. And I think that that fear is a bit overblown because you're talking about only about 1% of the Americans who are smart enough to have any gold, silver, anything.
Let's just be honest. There is no way the American government is confiscating your gold and silver. There is no way on God's green earth that that's happening right now. And there's a lot of metal salesmen that tell you that to scare you into doing something sometimes. So there is no way they're taking your gold and silver from you.
They always cite FDR's executive order, but that just doesn't, the same circumstances don't exist today. What would they do? To back the currency? To back the bonds? To use it? Classic gold standard? That's just not going to happen. It's historically out of date. And if you feel that way about it, then there's even more reason to have silver because it's not
regulated. Exactly. Yeah, if the government did come and say, give me all your gold and silver, are you going to give it to them? No, there's going to be an underground market is going to be created, dominated by gold and silver. That's exactly what will happen. Great call, great question, Mary. Let's go to Richard in New Hampshire. We got a couple minutes left. Richard in New Hampshire, quickly with your question.
Good morning, Daniel and Chuck.
Good morning.
One quick point about them, going to a cashless society. It's never going to happen, Chuck. I'll tell you why. First of all, the stock market is being funded by $500 billion of illegal drug sales. How many times have the banks in New York got caught laundering money? Do you think they're going to come up there to the drug cartels and tell them, hey, look, you're going to have to use a credit card from now on? It's not going to happen, Chuck.
Good point. What do you think, Chuck?
Happen. The whole world is being run on about $700 billion of illicit money trade.
What do you think, Chuck?
Well, there's going to be, they would like to have a cashless society to monitor your financial activities.
Hey, I'd like to have $2 billion, but I'm not going to get it, Chuck.
Well, you might, Richard. Don't talk like that. Think positive.
I'm just saying, Daniel, think about all the illicit money there. How about a prostitute on the corner? Would you think she's going to use a credit card thing when you go in? It's not going to happen. They want it, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. There's too much money being, transferred to the government, and it's being put into the stock market to keep the stock market up.
Very good point, Richard. I think that's a very good point.
There's always a black market that emerges, but the Bible says you cannot buy or sell unless you have a government mark. And that's what they're trying to impose.
Well, that's definitely where we've moved for sure. I appreciate that call, Richard. Good point. Blake, who was that we got? New call? Rick in Michigan, quickly.
I want to ask about that. The dollar Susan B. Anthony's. Are they going to be devaluated?
Is that a silver coin?
No, the Susan B. Anthony's, the dollar brass ones or bronze or whatever you want.
They're just all numismatic. It's You mean the collector kind of collector? They're not gimmicky. That's the wrong word.
No,
but they're collector coins.
But you could still use them in a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. Anything that's considered legal tender, when there's been two-tiered currencies or exchange rates, it's usually been something like 10 to 1 or something like that. So if that could be the case, it would affect whatever is legal tender. What will be the price of gold and silver is quite another matter when you're talking repricing it up to considerably higher levels. And that's again, why people need to hedge their assets.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that call. The book is America's Financial Reckoning Day, How to Survive That. Charles Kappas. We call him Chuck. People at the Power Hour call him Chuck. Chuck, we have just a few seconds left. What would you like to say in conclusion?
Well, they can get a copy of my book at chuckkappas.com. I have a 2-for-1 offer there. I want to encourage people to sign up for my free monthly newsletter that I put out each month. And if they get a copy, they want a signed copy of the book, I'll send out a DVD, special report, and so on. So
very good.
Do that at either of my websites, idpconsultinggroup.com is my other website.
We got to go. Chuck, it's been very good meeting you. Thank you so much for being on. A great conversation.
Good to be with you, Dan.
Great book, too.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Our next guest is no stranger to the show. He's a friend and really quite a character, and we're going to love talking to him today, as we do always. He calls himself a recycler of all things old. A recycler of all things old, including himself, because Strauss Heart Drops 20 years ago saved his life, and he's been a Pied Piper ever since, telling anybody who will listen about its amazing effects, and his story is certainly one to hear, and we'll talk about some of the more interesting things he learned in his study of Strauss Heart Drops. He is none other than Wayne Elliott. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, right now you're in a rainstorm. Right now you're in the middle of a rainstorm in Quebec. We appreciate you being with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Always, and it's nicer talking to you than standing out on an old passenger ferry in the rain, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Why don't you give the audience a little background about your story and how Strauss Heart Drops really changed your life?
Well, they sure did that. Almost 20 years ago now, I was lucky enough to have a friend tell me about Strauss Heart Drops. They had managed to allow him to cancel his bypass surgery for clogged artery. And I had read months before that, I'd read an article on that was discovered at the Harvard.
Hello, you there, Wayne? Hey, Blake, did we lose Wayne? Okay, give us a second. We'll get Wayne back. Looks like we may have lost him. So temporarily, give us a second. The Heart Drops are on special, by the way, over at the Power Mall. And we also have the Living Clay. We have a month-long special. The Living Clay is normally $20. It's a $14 special. They're at the Power Mall right now waiting for your call. We have the Heart Drops special also over there. The Grown by Nature Vitamins also over there. So give them a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and we can hook you up. So we have our guests back again. Wayne, let's try this again. Are you there?
My apologies. Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I don't know where you lost me, but
you were talking about your friend. Your friend had a bypass or was avoided bypass surgery with Strauss Heart Drops, and he introduced the product to you. That's where we were.
Well, and 6 months previous to that, thank you. 6 months previous to that, I had read where the Harvard University Medical Center had determined that the earlobe crease, the crease that we get on the bottom of our ear, the earlobe, that line, that's the best indicator of clogged artery, nature's way of telling us. And, in fact, Harvard said it was a better indicator than all of the others combined, triglycerides, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, overweight, stress, that all of those weren't the contributor, or weren't the indicator, rather, than the earlobe crease. And when I read that, I went to the mirror, Daniel, and saw that both my ears had pretty deep creases, and it wasn't a surprise to me. Much of my forefathers had died with heart attack and hardening of the arteries. They called it for my grandma. And so I thought, well, I guess I'm going to go like most of us family goes. And then I found out about these heart drops, so I was most interested to try them and hear about this. And I called out to BC and talked to a lady, and I ordered a bottle for myself. And I must tell you that I talked to her for a good hour, and I was just so hopeful. I hadn't had a surgery, but I had all the angina symptoms, and I was in trouble. There was no question about it. No energy and anxiety as well. I didn't know it at the time, but it was anxiety for sure. Well, the first 2 weeks that when I got that bottle, boy, I took them like religion. And in 2 weeks, by mistake, talking on my phone in the car, which you shouldn't do, I went to switch the phone to hold it in my left ear so I could look at my day timer for an appointment this person was asking for. And when I did that, I heard him speak to someone else in the background, and I could hear out of my left ear much clearer than I ever had for years and years. So I didn't even put it together that it was the heart drops and that it was cholesterol.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, after about 6 weeks, I began to clear my respiratory and cough up stuff like I couldn't believe. And I've told people that I think I coughed up a paint can full of stuff over the course of a month. And then I was breathing easier. And then at about the point, so I wanted to order another bottle. And instead of that, I called and talked to the manager, and I ordered 100 bottles to do my own personal study. And I did that, of course, and it was a 100% go. And for me, at the end of 3 months taking Strauss Heart Drops, I had energy like I was a football player again. But
okay, we're coming, Wayne, I'm going to pause you there. We're coming on a break. This is a short segment. We got a long segment coming up. After this three-minute break, we'll continue to talk to Wayne Elliott, and I want to hear about his personal study, his 100-bottle personal study. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Wayne Elliott. He's the recycler of all things old, including himself, and he did it with Strauss Heart Drops. Wayne, when you first started taking the Heart Drops, you got the bottle, you saw the crease in your ear. How much were you taking a day, and how did you do it?
Well, actually, I saw creases in both ears, Daniel, which means I was clogged on both sides. That's Ooh. How it works. If you just had a crease in one ear, then that's the side you have the biggest issue with. That's just the way, and Harvard determined that. That's not my calculations. But anyway, when I got that first bottle, I didn't want to leave it somewhere. We've got multiple operations, and I drive around, and I was afraid of leaving it, so I left it right on my bathroom sink. I worked very long hours, and so I probably took it. I only took it twice a day for the most part, and that would be at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and again at 4 or 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So ideally, you'd spread them out just like you would your food, your water, your anything else, so that your body has it to continually use. Well, So the best thing to do is to take it three times a day or four times a day, which I've done over many years as well. But at first I took it the twice a day, and I took at least a half a dropper. So I was getting more than the minimum daily recommended dose, but I wasn't taking it really as suggested. Well, it worked for me anyway. I got to tell you, I got the miracles anyway, despite the other habits and lifestyle and not enough rest and so forth that I've generally lived. And I was a football player and a baseball player in my younger days. And I'll tell you what, at age 45, going from angina and anxiety and just lack of energy, there were times I thought I could play ball again.
Wow.
It's hard to describe to anyone that has cholesterol buildup anywhere in their body, but where it hurts us the most, of course, is the arteries feeding our heart and our brain. Our carotid arteries feeding our brain and the heart arteries. So that's where we suffer the most, and that's what kills us, gives us strokes and heart attacks. It is hard to describe, folks, how you will feel as month by month you dissolve that plaque and cholesterol from everywhere it is in your body, not just your heart arteries, everywhere, your eyes. I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years after I was on heart drops 1 year. It was cholesterol. People that have macular degeneration, this is what they want, Strauss heart drops. That's cholesterol. The doctors will say you go blind eventually. Well, no, you don't have to. Strauss heart drops will dissolve that plaque. Anyway, I didn't have that, but I did get rid of my eyeglasses for 5 years. I wear them again now. I'm 63 years old. It removes plaque and cholesterol by dissolving it. And the only highway in our bodies is our bloodstream. It has to go in the bloodstream. The water, the wastewater, the food, the oxygen, and the dissolved plaque and cholesterol must also be in your bloodstream on the way to your disposal plant when you use the washroom. So when we take Strauss heart drops, the way we know we have plaque and cholesterol to be rid of, what happens is our blood cholesterol level goes up. Mine was three times the they would never have treated me when I was sick, when I had angina. I had low blood cholesterol. It wasn't floating in my blood like they test for. It was stuck in my arteries. When I took Strauss heart drops, my blood cholesterol level tripled, and I was so plugged up from all the milk I drank in my life. I was so clogged that for two years and about 5 months, mine stayed that high. Then it came down to just below double on the next blood test, and then it came down to what we call low or normal, and I knew then I was cleaned out. I cleaned out all the excess. Now, because my body tends to make it, and I tend to get, and so does the rest of my family and forefathers, because we tend to get clogged up with cholesterol, I'll never quit taking it. I'm not going to have a heart attack or a stroke, so I will never stop taking Strauss heart drops, so help me God. It's just the easiest thing to do. It works, and the energy's hard to describe, because if you had an artery where you were clogged 80 or 90%, and theoretically for most people, they dissolve their plaque and cholesterol at a rate between 5 and 10 or 12% per month. So just imagine if you double the blood flow in 1 month in a clogged artery, and then another month goes by, and then another. So the only thing that we caution people about is this, and it was Jim Strauss cautioning me because he traveled back east with me. We did lectures together, part of my teaching and learning, and he saw how I worked 18 or 20 hours a day. I had so much energy, you see, from the Strauss heart drops and more blood flow. So we came to start telling people, Jim would say, for at least 4 or 5 months, don't do anything more strenuous than you're used to doing, even though you may feel like you can do much more. He said, you wait until you're taking Strauss heart drops for 4 or 5 months at least, and then you can go and chase rabbits, he would say.
Chase rabbits, indeed. Well, you were so intrigued by this that you decided to basically run your own little 100-bottle study. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and how that came about?
Well, to show you how much I believed, I did indeed. Both family, my oldest son, he was, I think, 19 at the time, and Yeah, that boy never slept in again after taking Stroh's heart drops. He's up at the gym at 5 in the morning these days still, and he was the youngest candidate. And I was so convinced that I gave it to any of my industrial customers who I knew needed it. I would see their earlobe creases, or they would tell me they had heart damage or heart disease, and so I would gladly give it to them. I took a chance. If it hadn't worked, I'd have lost my other business.
Yeah.
Everyone got good results because, first of all, you cannot be harmed. Impossible, just like you can't harm yourself with broccoli or banana or any other natural substance, spinach. Nature made everything in perfect proportion. Everything is perfect in nature. If you look at the almonds or apple seeds, which are in fact high in arsenic, arsenic can kill you, except in nature's proportion, it's perfect. Almonds, I believe, are almost 3% arsenic. Now, if you could separate that arsenic out, three almonds would probably kill you. I love chocolate-covered almonds. I can eat them by the hundreds, and I've never had the arsenic bother me one bit. So in nature's proportion, everything is perfect, you see. And when you take natural substances like spinach or Stroh's heart drops or not genetically modified but seeded grapes, for example, or any other natural food, you cannot harm yourself. Your body knows what to do with every single thing, and if you eat too much of it, we go to the washroom. That's how we deal with that. If we overeat, we have to go to the washroom anyway, but you won't die by eating too much broccoli. And you can't be harmed by taking too many Stroh's heart drops. And despite the pharmaceuticals people might be on, and I'm certainly no promoter of pharmaceuticals, I haven't had so much as an aspirin in 20 years now, and hope never to. So I'm not trying to promote pharmaceutical drugs. Our bodies don't have the equipment to deal with chemicals, and that's what these are made from. But despite the pharmaceuticals, Stroh's heart drops work. They will take it will dissolve the plaque and cholesterol everywhere you have it. Pulled feet and hands, try Stroh's heart drops. If you know you have a heart problem, I've sworn to so many people on my own life, Daniel, I can't tell you. I'm so grateful for that formula for saving me and many others, my dad, my best friend, my mom, after she had a mini stroke. She's just cooking along 30 years later at age 85 like nothing ever happened. Doesn't take a thing except natural substances these days. So I'm pretty passionate, as you might gather from the way I talk, and I've just seen so many thousands of people at the lectures and talked to so many thousands of people on the radio. I just love it. It's been the most rewarding thing of my life to be involved with Stroh's heart drops, just as Jim Sr. told me it would. And that's why I still do what I do. I have nothing to do with Stroh's heart drops. I had no interest in the business. That's the gospel truth. I love doing these radio shows for them and for people, really. It's just to get the word out and encourage people to try them, Daniel.
How long did you take the Stroh's heart drops? I didn't quite get that. How long did you take them before your blood got back to normal? Your cholesterol level in your blood shot way up as you were dissolving it, and then how long did it take before it went back down?
For me, it was 2 years and about 8 or 9 months, as I recall.
Wow.
I was going for blood tests, cholesterol tests, just, and that's the reason, was watching this to see what happened to me. I knew how I was feeling. One thing about it, folks, no one else can tell you how you're feeling. And, of course, I knew I was feeling a lot darn better than I had for a long, long time. And different things changed. I have a hairy chest, and down the center of my chest was like a skunk. It was white 20 years ago. Well, now I just have this little patch the size of a small tangerine right in the center of my chest, and the rest is back to dark brown. I wish that would happen on my head, but it hasn't. My hair is gray on my head. But it just brings blood everywhere. It helps your skin. If you're diabetic, diabetics should take this formula every day so long as they live. People have saved losing a second leg. My best friend had 5 black toes and 2 legs that looked like he'd been beaten when he moved into my house years ago. He looked like he'd been beaten, like dark blue and red his legs were. and he got perfect. He wasn't a diabetic any longer after a period of time. He stopped testing his blood. It was so steady. We changed his diet, no question. His legs went back to normal, growing hair. He didn't lose any toes or his feet. But diabetics have a 500% greater risk of a heart attack or stroke than those of us who are not diabetic. That's a fact. And the Strauss Heart Drops not only will deal with some of the things that these poor folks are suffering, the very sore feet and so forth, and the other things that are suffered with diabetes. Strauss Heart Drops is the answer, folks. And if it doesn't help you, you can say Wayne Elliott's a liar. He right on the radio, he lied. Just, it isn't going to happen, and I urge you to do it. And I swear to you that I have no benefit here other than it just makes me feel good about me if other people can go help themselves, and I'm just the messenger boy.
Well, we'd like to also note that we're not doctors. We don't make prescriptions or medical diagnosis, that this is for educational purposes. But I'm sure educated and entertained by your story, your passion. You can feel the energy from it. And now, you had the chance to spend a lot of time with Jim Sr. and go on a lot of trips and a lot of research. Why don't you tell us some of the unique things that you saw other people around the country and the unique things you learned about the heart drops?
He was an incredible man. I love Jim Strauss. He was actually electrical, PhD electrical engineer by trade, but his passion and of course he eventually made his living making medicines for people, natural medicines, and it certainly was his passion. But Jim taught me so much about nature and just how it's all connected and how it works. And I was so lucky to have lived with him for months at a time as we traveled together and lectured. And I was his closest business associate and his very dear friend, and his son Peter as well. But Jim and I were kind of inseparable, and he just taught me everything about nature. And the beauty of it is, it isn't rocket science. It truly isn't. It's quite simple. Nature has done everything perfectly, in perfect balance. And once a person really has an understanding of that, things do make sense. Easy for educated people or doctors to talk over our heads or large words that we don't understand. Well, this is, it's truly much simpler than that, or a man like me wouldn't understand it so well. And it was just great experience with Jim. One time we were in a store to buy something, and when Jim bought fruit, he always bought dead ripe fruit. And by that I mean probably most of us wouldn't select those pieces, and if we did have them at home, unless we could put them in a smoothie or something, we may well toss them out. That's how Jim would buy his fruit, dead ripe. And so I ate three meals a day with him for many, many months cumulatively. And he would eat only fruit first thing in the morning, one at a time. He'd take a couple of bites of a banana, and he drank a cup of coffee as well. Five or 10 minutes later, a grape or two, and then maybe a couple of sections of tangerine. Vegetables you can eat all together. You can put as many as you like. You put 100 of them in a soup, and you got the nutrition. He taught me how to make soup so as not to lose any of the value of the foods. Just very simple things that added up and made sense for me. But one time we were in a store, and this man was there on crutches with one leg missing, and he caught Jim, the view of Jim coming around the corner in the store, and he dropped his crutches and kind of leaned into Jim and gave him a hug. And I watched the whole thing. He said, "Jim, it's right. My other leg is saved and it's fine, and it's because of you." And oh, I was crying myself. But
oh my word.
I just can't tell you the stories. And after lectures, I came to enjoy the same thing myself over the years, where people would come up to me after the lecture and tell me about their sister, tell me about their moms, tell me about the people that they had helped by telling them about Strauss Heart Drops, and that what we had told them, you know, turned out to be true and worked for them. It was just, it is to this day the most pleasurable thing I've ever been involved with in my life, and I've been a lucky man and a wonderful family and playing ball. I've led a as one of my old dear friends who's gone these days now, he's dead a long time ago, he said, I've lived a charmed life, and I feel as though I have, but this is the most profound thing that's ever been in my life, of course. It saved my life, and my dad, my best friend, this will remain the most profound thing in my life, was Jim Strauss, these teachings, and thank God for those Strauss heart drops.
What did being with Jim, did Jim ever tell you what precipitated him inventing it? How did he come up with this? Was there an event in his life? And how is his formula different from, there's a lot of counterfeits out there.
Great, great question. I'll tell you exactly how. The Strauss heart drops was the newest of all the formulas Jim knew how to make. He fixed many people with many diseases, myself and others included, but his big thing was the Strauss heart drops, which he made for himself in 1980. Jim was in Vancouver driving his car at age 59 or 60 and had a massive heart attack. I guess the lucky thing was he was a stone's throw from the Vancouver hospital entrance, and he pulled into that driveway in his car and just laid on the horn, and they came out and got him and so forth, and told him later that day that he needed to have, I forget if it was four or five artery bypass, that he would die word. That day.
We're to the last break, Wayne. Let's get the continuation of that story. I really want to hear that. I think the audience would too. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the one and the only, the recycler of all things old.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. You'll never get guess where I went during the break, Wayne inspired me so much, I thought, wow, I better go get my Strauss heart drops, too. I've been taking them for a little while as part of my routine, and just so inspired. Wayne, go ahead and finish that story about how Jim invented, how he came up with the heart drops, and then why this is different than the counterfeits that are out there.
Well, they wanted to, the people at the Vancouver Hospital wanted Jim to stay and be operated on that evening. And Jim called his son, apparently Peter, who would have been 16 years old at the time and already a trained master herbalist, by taste, by the way. They taste the herbs to put their formulas together, and boy, they have the science down cold. Anyway, Jim said, no, I want to go home. And, of course, they were appalled by that notion. Jim flew home in a medical helicopter and got into his front room. He couldn't stand up, walk, or lay down for angina pains. And he sat in a like the likes of a lazy boy or an easy chair. And with his son, Peter, they had a 30-minute conversation about what they needed to do, dissolve this plaque that they didn't know anything about cholesterol, see? And so there was this plaque like rust on Jim's arteries. And they had to find a way to dissolve it and not give him a stroke, not break off a chunk of plaque and give him a stroke. So they got the herbs they knew they needed, herbs like garlic oil, cayenne pepper, white willow bark, mistletoe, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, bilberry, and so forth. Peter gathered the various herbs, the products, and brought them home. And he and Jim, his dad, with a gram scale, went through the process, but they both did it. Both trained the same way by taste. And they told me when they got to the fourth ingredient, they knew they had too much of the second ingredient, so they started again. And they both told me separately, I told you I was from Missouri, they both told me separately, in about 4 hours, they had a tincture for Jim Sr. to drink. And he didn't know how much to drink. So he told me that he drank what's now 3 to 4 weeks supply he was drinking every day. He didn't know how much to drink. But in 2.5 weeks, he walked to his mailbox across the street. And in 7 weeks, he went back to work and worked another 25 years every day, hardworking man, talking to people and walking around. He was physically fit. I walked miles with Jim Strauss. One time in BC, he found three herbs that he said to me, Wayne, there's three herbs in this forest that we don't have any disease for yet. They're antibiotic herbs. I said, what's that mean, Jim? He said, there's more diseases coming. Nature's provided everything. It's already here, whether we need it yet or not. And it was always interesting being with Jim. And anyway, the other point I think is very important to make to all the folks, many people are on pharmaceutical drugs, there is no interaction or contraindication taking the Strauss heart drops, just like there isn't if you decide to have a pear today for lunch. Now, I want to say something else. I want to say I'm not a doctor, so all I can say is what I'd do or what I wouldn't do. What I will never do, so help me God, is take a statin drug, one of these cholesterol drugs, that shutter your liver's function so you produce less cholesterol. Well, the trouble with that is the liver does 400 certain things. The other thing is blood. We're not meant to have water for blood. The Strauss heart drops make your blood the thickness it's supposed to be for you. That's the way it works.
We're to the end of the show, Wayne. I really appreciate you. Your story is very inspiring. Your experiences are invaluable. Strauss heart drops over at the Power Mall, the one and the only, as Joyce says, don't buy counterfeits or copycats. Buy the original Strauss heart drops, 877-817-9829. Wayne, it's been fantastic being with you, my friend.
Always my pleasure. Thank you very much.
God bless. And God bless everybody. Have a great day. Have a great Passover. And Easter coming up. I hope everything you're with your family. And just as the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, we can be delivered from the oppression that we see. It starts in your home. It starts with the Declaration of Independence and right back to God. God bless you.